Praise the living God. I want to minister. We're going to touch it briefly, and it's sad that we're going to touch it briefly, but the Lord will make a way. I always say I'll minister next week, and it's a different message. But I want to teach briefly, though it may be, how to frame reality. Not just framing reality. Okay, let me use the word, how to create a reality, how to manipulate something to allow it to come into the physical realm. But we will not finish. Praise the Lord. Because what I need you to understand is that not everything has to be guesswork for you. You can know your tomorrow. So because time is in my heart, I'm very conscious of it today. Genesis chapter 2. Let's start from verse 1. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 1. Let's see where the Lord leads us. It says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. Okay? And on the seventh day, first go back to Genesis chapter 2 verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. Now this scripture is extremely important because it's telling us that God finished. Okay? That's why in the book of Genesis he said after he had finished, he rested. Yes? Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to get there. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. Give me the KJV. Okay. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. Say made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. It's said twice, right? Verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Those are two different things. Okay. In the previous verse, go back to verse 2. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God had created and made. Those are two different things. Now, what I need you to understand, please listen to me very carefully. This is important for you. That everything that God could make and create, he's done, at least for the realm of time. Because it says God finished. He finished everything. Please switch off your phone. So he finished everything. Now, that means anyone who says that God is creating a way for you is lying. Because everything that God could do, everything created, made, he finished it. So contrary to common belief, God does not make a solution for you. He does not create it. It is already there. Now, this is very, 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 very important. When God created the heavens and the earth, he created the two types of realities. There are the reality that God created in the realm of time that we can see physically, or that falls within the confines of time, because some of the things that are created in the physical realm can't be seen, like atoms, right? Then there's a reality that God created in the spirit. Okay? So two realities. One in the physical and one in the spirit. The Bible says, by faith we understand, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by God's word, so that the things which were made were not made out of things which do appear. So that means everything in the natural realm was created by something in the invisible. Okay? Praise the Lord. You're with me so far. Huh? Faith in its true sense. You know it's faith when it sees the invisible and uses that invisible to create something in the physical. That's what faith is. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the substance. Then the evidence of things not seen. So, when you're standing from a point X and you see into the invisible, and see that invisible manifesting in the physical, it is faith. So when someone is sick and I see them in the spirit healed, and I am convinced of what I've seen and I speak it into the person, it is labeled as faith. So you must have the capacity to see the invisible. Okay? Praise the Lord. You're with me so far. Okay? So God created two realities. One is temporal. The other is permanent. Praise the living God. When God created, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, God is speaking through Moses. He says, listen, I place before you a choice between life and death. God's blessings and curses. It doesn't say God's curses. God's blessings and curses. And he says, choose ye. Decide which one you're going to walk into. Then he says, choose life. What he's saying there is that when God created this realm, your life, that path, it was already created. Already. And that path, he calls it life. The Bible refers to it as the path of life. And for a lack of a better understanding, for lack of words to say, that path of life has you married, traveling, walking with God, seeing angels, going to heaven. That path of life has things like that. It isn't created as you get onto this earth. It was created long before you came. That means you walk into those things. It is ridiculous to say, God, please, bring my husband. I don't know if you understand again. That is spoken by a person who is in ignorance. Because there is a path of life. And in the Bible, in Isaiah, scripture says, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the path. Walk in it. Now, I'm starting very slow, but I'm very time conscious. So, ideally, there is a path that God laid for us that he refers to as life. There is another path that he refers to as death. But because we have part of God in us, we have the capacity to choose consciously or contrary to common belief, God does not control everything by his design. There are some things he gave man to control. Are you with me? God, the Almighty God, does not control everything. In fact, it's right to say that man is the master of his destiny. He doesn't control you. Otherwise, you'd be a robot. You have choice. Why do you have choice? Because God, one of the attributes of God is that God is free. He's the only being that is totally free. Free means no one can force him to do something. And so when he made man and put his spirit inside man, he had to give man freedom. Amen. Why? Because a part of him is in man. You're with me? So far, some of you will listen to this later, and hopefully the Lord will open it up to you. Now, now, there is an invisible path in which God has given you the capacity, even within the confines. If he has prepared marriage for you, He has given you the capacity to manipulate who? If he has prepared you to drive a car, he has given you the capacity to decide which one. Are you with me?
Yes.
If it's to travel, he has decided, let me choose where. You have control. Now, I want to mess some of you guys up a bit. Eh? You have what?
Control.
Because God finished all things, God, contrary to common belief, does not go into your future. He comes from it. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. Contrary to common belief, prophecy is not seeing into your future. It is coming from it. Okay. It's not going into the future. It is coming. Now, if what I'm saying is true, and it is, there is a way to manipulate realities. There is a way to see something that is in your life and say, I don't like this. Move. Because as much as we think God is in control, so are you. And by the grace of God. Now, I want to show you something. Because this is something that has if you're a person who's interested in spiritual crafting and the likes, the genesis of your destiny, the genesis of it, the seed of it, starts from a scripture that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The genesis of destiny, genesis of every destiny, starts from that scripture. Now, I need you to understand this. Eh? That I used to think that scripture meant that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I used to think it meant that what man thinks affects his world. That's what I used to think. And the Lord corrected me. That is not completely correct. There is a difference between thinking, imagination, and visualization. When a man thinks, when a man thinketh, in his heart, not his mind, in other words, the thought has dwelt inside of him, and it has become one with his identity. When that man thinks, so is he. Now, what's that? What it's saying is that there is an inner world and an outer world. Before we go into manipulating your outer world, the inner world must first conform. Are you with me? So what thinking does is it manipulates your inside. So if a person says, I'm rich, you don't see it on the outside, but inside it has changed. Now, please, not just thinking I'm rich, your heart has to think it. It has become one with your identity. I am rich. Now, you will not see it on the physical, because that scripture, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, is the seed that takes you to your destiny. Without it, you're lost, you're confused, and that's why I emphasize that identity is important. You see, if I, in my heart, with the relationship that I have with God, know that I am a teacher of the word, if some mufere out there, some punk, says, who is Rabbi? What is he? What is he teaching? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not what your opinion. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Your opinion does not matter. That's the word. Because the law is, as the man thinketh, so is he. Not as his friend thinks about him, so is he. Not as his wife, his sister, his brother, as a man thinketh in his heart.
Amen.
So is he.
Amen.
So I don't care whether you think I'm a man of God or not. If I know it, so am I.
Oh, yes.
Now, we're starting somewhere very small because the people seated here, they're listening to me, but they don't yet understand how powerful what I've just said is. Your identity is so, for some people, it is so muddled up that it's very, very difficult for you to end where God wants you to be without first being who you're supposed to be. Now, this is very, very important that there are levels of your identity. Peter was first a fisherman. Actually, first he's a Jew, then a fisherman, then a disciple, then an apostle. Are you with me?
Yes.
There are degrees of your identity. And all those degrees attract different things. When a person is a fisherman, fish will be attracted. But when he becomes a disciple, I will make you fishers of men. The men don't come to a fisherman. Okay. The men come to the disciple. Are you with me? Because there are degrees and levels. When the Bible says, and one day I'll teach on what actually attraction is, because attraction doesn't start from the outside. It starts from the inside. You first are, then things just come. When the Bible says kings shall come to your rising, that rising there can be interpreted either as physical rising or the movement from one identity to another identity inside of you in levels. So that the kings that come have different categories. There are kings in the spirit that show up to men. Not because they are more special than you, but because they rose to an identity that attracts the kings of that realm. We should end. I make it a series, eh? Praise the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? The genesis of your destiny starts with as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thinking affects your inner world. Once what is in your world is steadfast, and I've given simple examples. I've given rich, I've given, okay, maybe married, but they are broader things than just one word statements. A man in his heart can be standing before presidents, and it settles so much in his heart, but everything around him doesn't seem to show it because it's first a seed. Now, once you have mastered that, and it's very easy to master it, as much as you've convinced yourself that vanange, where is the money? I don't have money. Just as much as some of you look around and you say you don't have money, be as convinced that you have it. It starts from there. Now, the next stage is imagination, which is different from thinking. Because once you enter the realm of imagination, you're now creating. Light. Imagination, as you know, coming from the word image. Remember before when you were thinking, when you had thoughts, you affect your inner world. When you imagine, you affect your outer world. Now, imaginations can be built based on a number of things. The people that are around you, the movies that you watch, and many things. They build up the image in your head. So when they build up that image in your mind, your world just begins to conform. It has to. Because what creates your current world is your imagination. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, if I imagine, you see, the thing is, imagination can be far-fetched. I can imagine I'm riding a unicorn. You understand? I can imagine a castle in the air. No matter what the imagination is, because the aim of imagination is to affect your world. No matter how far-fetched it is, it affects the world. So what will happen is, if you're thinking about unicorns, you will find, not knowingly or knowingly, that your friends will begin to change and conform to people who believe in your kind of fantasy. No matter how far-fetched it is creating your world. And so the movies that you watch, you find yourself liking certain things because you've built an image, and that image is dictating your world. So slowly your friends begin to change. Slowly things around you begin to conform to that image, no matter how far-fetched it is. The books that you read, the people that come to you with issues, you will find that your world is conforming because of the image that you have. I really have to summarize this. The final stage is visualization. Visualization is not imagination. Because while imagination affects your world currently, visualization manipulates your future. Now, you see, if because of my imagination, my friends begin to change, to conform to my image, what visualization does, it gives you the power to say, not this friend, this one. Not this car, this one. Not this home, this one. It is the God aspect that allows you to take control of your future. I wish some of you could understand how important what I'm telling you is. It is extremely, extremely important. Things are shaped by what you visualize. Your future is shaped by what you're visualizing. It's not just an image. It's picking material from the spirit and making it appear in the natural, but before you get there. And so what happens is that often you will look around and find that your world at the present does not seem to conform to what it is that you've seen. But what you do not know, the Bible says, hold fast therefore to the profession of your faith. I am telling you without a shadow of a doubt, this ministry, I had to see it. My wife, I had to see her. Amen. Huh? Praise the living God. Eh? Name it. What? The what? The car. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? You are more than just a lawyer. More than just an events manager. Because if you define yourself just by that, there are people who come to event managers. And what you need is a certain category of people. Abadina Sente. Not that people who come to event managers don't have money. But you need kings to come. Things in the spirit are manipulated. They can be changed. Do you know that when I look at someone, I can look at them with my physical eye and then look at them, a part of them that many of you don't see. Okay? And so I'll tell you, come up here, you look at the person, I say, what do you see? And I will be able to see beyond what you're seeing. Because I first trained myself to see the invisible. Praise the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The ability to manipulate the physical, the ability to manic. Give me Isaiah. There's a scripture I want. Man, I have to end. Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 21. It says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left, okay? So you hear a voice telling you. And sometimes that voice is not an actual voice. It is a drawing. And so you find that you just want to go to Bali. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the path, walk in it. Your question is not, how do I go to Bali? No, some of us don't ask those questions. We just say, Lord, you have told me, I have heard. How much is it to Bali? Let me yap my vision. So I say, oh, and you yap with the wisdom. You don't yap next to someone whose vision is dead. You yap near people who have what? Vision. So you come around, you say, Barbara, I've been thinking about Bali. And Barbara says, man of God, let me pay your ticket. And then you see me flying and you say, indeed, Rabbi has money. I have understood that there are things you can buy without money. And so I strategically yap my vision. Praise the Lord. Eh? Praise the Lord. Someone the other day got me a fantastic gift for my birthday. And I would like to say it was God. No. I sat next to the person. I said, oh, if only. Eh? I didn't force anyone. I didn't what? I sat there and I yapped my vision. A pastor says, man of God, let me bring it Sunday. Do you know that there are things you pray for that you have the capacity to bring by yourself? Once you learn that and you master the art, your prayer life will take a different dimension. Very different dimension. So for example, let me use a quick example. You want to start a business. Okay? First, you must see yourself at the end of that business. You don't see yourself at the beginning. No. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you must see yourself at the end. What kind of business? Huh? Wine? Oil, eh? Okay. And they say, oh, glory to God, we have some interesting people here. Okay, wine business, oil. So you see yourself as an oil magnet. But not just an oil magnet. Add specificity. Because your inner world begins to conform. And the interesting thing is that only the people that can see the inside can see that wealth. So a prophet will come and say, you are a wealthy man. And people in the congregation will say, him! The sock is half what? But the man has built the inner man to conform. Do you know why that's important? The reason why building your inner man is important, the reason why that is the genesis of your destiny, is because it is very possible for you to enter a place that God wants for you without being the person that that place needs. And it either destroys you, exist temporarily. In other words, you enjoy some money, come back. Because this man here needs, there's a certain type of person that is needed for every level. The person of the previous level cannot go into the next one. That world will not be sustained. Sustenance is based on the rising of the inner man at every level. Are you with me?
Yes.
And so you can heal. Do you know that a person can heal by mastering the art of visualization? I know it for a fact. If you come and you mastered it, because what happens is, and I've taught this before, that when you see, and you see in a cloudy manner, it's not so clear, the time frame of manifestation is longer. But if you can see clearly as I'm looking at you, the time frame begins to reduce. And so often what will happen is that there are times a man of God will come before a person and not use faith. I don't even know how to begin with this. He will say, "You're sick? Hold on. It is done."
Amen.
And for you think, he's saying, "Lord, please, help, heal." You see. See clearly and say, "It is done." This year has to conform. It has to. I know what I'm talking about. It has to conform.
Amen. Amen,
there are people in the Bible who used faith. There are people in the Bible who used envisioning. There are people who used authority. When Elisha, scripture says some young guys are shouting, "Boldy, boldy, boldy." And two bears come out of nowhere. She bears, the Bible says, and eats them up. He did not have to conjure up faith. Believe in the name of Jesus. Come. A person has risen so high that he has an authority. He does not need what you would call faith. That's why such people, they reach a place in God and they can say a word without paying attention to it. They say, "You're going to go to prison." And the person ends up in prison. There was no faith involved. Do you understand? It was just an authority. And that authority is not just for men of God. There is a... Do you know that if you learned just the three things, and I've really summarized them because of time, if you learned the three things that I'm talking about, a witch will try to send something to you. And you will sit and say, "How?" And sit down, and that witch will regret the day that they ever missed all the other Christians and landed on you. I'm telling you. You say, "May that leg be lame." We can manipulate our world. We can manipulate it because the Bible says all these things that we see in the physical were made of things that we do not see. We do not see. This hotel had to have reached the place of visualization to manifest physically. It had to. Otherwise, a person would be stuck at a place of just imagination and all the hotel people would be around them. But it hasn't yet come. You get what I'm saying? Eh? So you'll be hotel managers, people who talk about work in hotels, people. Imagine you're doing well. They're around you. But you haven't yet seen its substance because you haven't yet visualized. Now, we talk about these things because they are at the very core of a Christian taking control of their destiny. Taking control. Taking control. You know, it is called the will of God and not the wish of God. And when God gave man, he gave man a will, not a wish. And when a person wills, guys, learn to master. On Tuesday last week, I was telling a few people. So I was in the car, and I was trying to practice something. So I began to pick names of people that I hadn't seen in a while. Okay? And then I did a lot of random things. Eh? Then I began to forcefully. Eh? You know, imagination can be unconsciously. Visualization is intentional. To say, "Lord, I need to see this. I need to interpret a dream. I need to." I was doing a few things. In the car, like I was alone in the car. So I come for Zoe Fellowship, and at the end, All these people come. Now, usually I run out, but I don't know what happened that time. So first person comes, I had a dream about you. Second person comes, I had a dream about you. Third person, fourth person. I said, what is this? Then the people who I had thought about, who I had created in the car, started showing, people I hadn't seen in a while, start showing up. I said, acha. Where was this when I needed a girlfriend? I'm telling you, there are things you spend hours in prayer for that you have direct control over. Direct control. In the realm of the spirit, this world here is seen often in the scriptures. David would say that this life is like smoke. It's passing away. Now, he's not just being figurative. In the spirit, when you look down at this earth, everything is misty. That's the word. And angels try to understand why people kill each other for something that is fading. You know, someone goes, kills another person for money that in the realm of the spirit has no actual implication. And you're killing. And in the spirit, you see it, it's like it's almost being blown away. And one time I saw in the spirit that there are, within this misty world, there are things that are permanent. They don't look like everything else. They almost look like they're steadfast and immovable. They're almost solid. And when you look closer, you realize they are built with different material. Someone picked from the spirit and created this thing, and it showed up. Ay, 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 ay. What time is it? Want us to cut cake? Huh? Are you with me?
Yes,
your boss, a non-Christian boss, has no right. You know, some things are so simple, God does not need to come in and intervene. Say, child, take charge. Take charge. Some of you are kind without knowing. Huh? You're very kind without knowing. People come push you around, what? Just like that. What? What are you saying? Sometimes you don't even need to manipulate the spirit. Sometimes you need to manipulate, you just do something in the physical. There was a time, I've told this story, I used to come into this hotel, eh? And there's a guy who bounced me. Eh? One of those askaris. Okay, he didn't bounce me, but he was very, very rude. Eh? So I determined in my heart that man shall bow. And I didn't determine that sometime in the future. That moment, looked at his face, I said, okay. And I didn't need to go into the spirit. I came back. I went up here to, what is it? Pebbles. Huh? Met a few people. Then came down. Gave all his friends 100,000. Now, he stood there. I went home. I didn't give him. Give him? What are you talking about? I didn't give him. I came back. I rarely come here in the morning. Just because I knew his shift was ending at around midday. I came, said, oh, you guys just came pass by. 100,000. You're joking. Meanwhile, he's sweating. He's like, Sebo, huh? And I know how much they paid. I had just sorted someone's salary. What are you talking about? He ran after me and said, sir, what about me? At that moment, I had him. Now, I need you to understand, money answereth all things. That this is, I've told you, we're not yet even going into the spirit yet. I'm telling you, just money, and it didn't have to be 100,000. Do you know the pain someone feels when someone else is getting money for free? Even if it's just 10K, 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 5K, 5K, you can feel like, bow. I know a man of God at Speak. this speak apartments. He drove in, and some guards were telling him, where is the mask? Told him, get out. What? You must have a mask. Kept quiet. So on coming back out, he gave a guy 2 million. From that day. Now, how to subdue men. Sometimes you're praying for things. When you have control. I need you to understand when the Bible says money answereth all things. Do you know what it means? I hope some of them are not here. What it means to walk into a place, you know that a person is a manager, but you tell him, Merry Christmas. He will forever say, sir, even if it was 50K, I need you to understand the tools that you have at hand. You think all these people around the world give out money because of their good heart? Wachawazibungu. Is that even a Swahili word? You think they give it out for their... They don't. People have learned to subdue people. I haven't even gone into manipulating in the spirit. This is just using the physical. The physical. Next time Samka Askari decides to make you feel like you're a child of God. Angels, when you walk, angels bow before you. But a man is saying, wait, he just says, it's okay, sir. You give 10K. Okay, even if you don't have it, do what some people, I told someone, just go back, you first collect it. You collect it as a man thinketh in his heart. You collect it, he will remember you. You go, you say, I've saved my 20, 30, 40. In the spirit, they say, that is how dominion begins. But if you're going to be beaten up by just guys, praise the Lord. How to submit things to you. Everything that you desire in life. Now, one day I'll touch on, because there are certain things that need an authority. When a man of God has learned to see in the spirit, there are things he can see that can be changed. Then there are things he has to maneuver. You don't see it, but some of us know the secret. So I can meet a person. One person has lost their boyfriend. And the man of God says, can I change it? Another person, he says, stretch your hands. But why didn't you change the other one? Because in the spirit, when it comes to, it's that thing, there are frames. You will see there are certain things that you can remove. If imagination is Facebook, or should I say Instagram, visualization is Photoshop. Okay, now, in other words, you're editing. Edit, edit, edit. I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this. I put this here, I put this here, I put this here. The world will, oh my God, it will conform. Why? Because you are you're an instrument of creation. The Bible says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. That word, their mind, is not just thinking. You have set your affection above. You've learned to see invisibles. And so because you've learned to see them, your current situation cannot dictate your state inside. So you're kept in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on him. I want to wind up. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 8, John the apostle is taken into the spirit. And when he's taken into the spirit, he says, he saw the Lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. What he began to realize was that God had already created the solution for sin before sin came. And I'm trying to explain to you, your solution is not created when you cry out. It is there. Amen. That's why the Bible says good works which were created for us before the foundations of the earth, you walk into them. Now, question is, how do you walk into them? Every good thing that hits your heart, don't ask how. Say amen.
Amen.
Sometimes I sit with a few people, and I was trying to explain, even to my wife, because sometimes she'll ask me, how do you do this? And I'll explain that sometimes if you came home or if you found me at somewhere sitting, I'll be sitting and making sure that I'm steadfast and immovable. This world here is unshakable. Okay? Then I begin to see myself. Choose a place. Huh? Bali. Now you guys are Bali. Huh? Okay, so I see myself. Of course, Bali is not my thing, but I see myself. Okay, let's say Bali. I see myself at a Bali. Huh? And I sit. There's a point where it reaches in my heart. Ah, I've got it. I don't even know how to explain it. I've got it. And so, suddenly, I'm going along my day, and someone from another country says, man of God, the Lord has said, wherever you want to go, let me take care of it. I said, dancing. I did not pray. Did I start praying? Please understand, prayer is important. Just someone cuts this out and says, Rabbi is saying people don't pray. I'm telling you, I took control. There's no way you can receive a prophecy that says, because I told you, prophecy is a person coming from the future, not going into it. So it is finished. And when they say that I see you in Canada, see yourself speaking French? Don't just, you say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If it's about getting Canadian citizenship, you walk around and say, you Ugandans, how are you doing? I was giving an example. Huh? And so it is settled in your heart. I saw a miracle recently. There's a young lady, the mother had come to me, believing for the daughter to go to the UK. I think she's like 20, 21. But she came last year in Jan. Anyway, so I gave her a word and all that. And what shocked me was that the moment, the month before last, so they call me up and they invite me somewhere, and you know, you feed the man of God, you understand? Eh? You don't just come with testimony. Eh? So I say, man of God, first eat. I say, what, anything? Eat. So after we're eating, they say, we have a testimony. I said, ha, I am full, now fill me with, fill my spirit. A person says, a miracle happened. We applied for her to go and study in the UK. And they sent back an email. This thing blew me away, because I had to read it. And the email said, you are being given British citizenship. You have 90 days to show up in the country or this will be revoked. I said, woman, go. Go. I said, woman, this kind I've never seen before. I said, Rabbi, once you told me you saw me in UK, I knew God is not just taking me to UK just to be a Ugandan in UK. Though some people can be Ugandans in UK if you want. He said, I gotta be a British citizen. No, that's American. What's a British? Hold on, don't laugh. Blimey. Would you like to be a British citizen then? Surely. Bloody hell then. Praise the Lord. Let it settle in your spirit. Everything draws from your identity. If you don't like it, change it. Change it. You have been given power and authority. Use it. Learn to manipulate it. On another day, I would actually go deep into spiritual craft, because there's a place where you can manipulate something in the spirit and it shows up in the physical. There's a place where a person can, for example, get a spoon and bend it, which is a different form of manipulation from the other one. That's a different thing altogether. But it's crafting, yeah? That's where the word witchcraft comes from. It's crafting. And if you ever want to learn about spiritual crafting in its depth, study Moses for another day. That guy was a spiritual crafter. Now, you have the power in your hands. Do you know the power a parent has? Just a parent. A parent has over the child. Just a parent has over the child. Just over the child. Just speaking. Even before they are born. You are the giver of life. So you speak over it. And I'm not saying when you're pregnant. I said it before they are born. And so you speak. You speak. And you find the child. My daughter is playing out words that I spoke. And I will watch and say, Lord, surely you have given us the power. Surely we are gods on this earth. And that's why demons want to fight so hard to manipulate men. Because they don't have the power to create. At least not like men. Only to men did he say, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. My God, what kind of authority is that? Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We haven't even gone into the power of the tongue yet. Because all these are different tools that you can use. I'm just talking about your mind first. Just your mind. And I know, I'll give you an example. Lastly, Martha, I promise. Where is Martha? Yeah, I promise, I'm finishing, yeah? I'll give you an example. There's someone here. They don't know. You know, there's someone, there are people that I've seen that have an atmosphere of testimony. I don't even know how to explain it. While everyone else is looking for one, this door opens, this door opens, this door opens, this door opens, this door opens. Meanwhile, prayer, fasting, sewing, partnership, and yet the world is conforming, because sometime in the past, something convinced them in their heart that they're this person, and it got cemented. And so because it got cemented, while some of you are trying to convince yourself an identity, others it is set. And so they don't start from that seed, they start from imagination. And already now the element is to visualize. I have to go to South Africa. I have to go to Nigeria. I have to go to South Sudan. I have to go to South Sudan. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are the author of your life in a sense. It's one thing to know who you are. It's another thing to know who you are in Christ Jesus. That's a different thing altogether. There's nothing greater than something that once existed in your mind and is now in the physical, and you can touch it, you can feel it. My God. You know, others are still what? Believe in God. For you started your little events management, you had your first customer, you've left zero. Now the next thing is to frame it, shape it, and add the spirit of excellence. Because me, I don't believe in things that are haphazard. Be excellent, and men shall come to your rising. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The fact that you have something tangible. Wow. You started your business. It started slowly. I have a grace. I have a specific grace that focuses a lot on shaping identity and purpose. And my life has moved gradually but steadily, because I never go back. There are others who have a grace of bang. You understand? It's a grace even in itself. You're here and you're here. But if inside them they're not ready, they go back. So it keeps on back and forth. Mine has never been a bang. And the Lord assured me it's steady, sure, sustainable. I never go backwards. Now that's your grace, eh? As well. That despise not humble beginnings. May God give you the spirit of quickening.
Come delve deeper into the mysteries of God with a distinct Rabbi Daniel Malinga every Friday, 5:30 p.m., Silver Springs Hotel, Bugolobi, Kampala, Uganda. For more information, visit our social media pages at Rabbi Daniel Malinga and website at www.rabbidanielmalinga.com.